Will you pray with me, please? O God, light of the minds that know you and life of the souls that love you, strength of the thoughts that seek you, bless us, we pray. Amen. I have a pretty good sense of direction. When we're driving somewhere unfamiliar or trying to remember how to get to a place we only went to once long ago, my directional intuition is really pretty accurate. I really think we're going over there. It really feels right to me. Until the moment we enter a parking garage. I've completely lost my orientation. I don't know which way is out or where we came from. As soon as I park the car, I actually take a picture of the back of my car near the pole that I've parked next to, just in case, if I'm alone. It also happens I have the same problem in malls and in big department stores. Invariably, is this the door we came in? I lose it as soon as I go inside. Well, many years ago, when I led the junior high youth group at the church in Acton I served, there was one activity I dreaded every year, and it was our annual trip to the Mega Maze at Davis Farmland. Have you ever been to that? I know we've got mazes around here, but this one is huge. It covers 8 acres, and there are 3 miles of paths in this huge corn stalk maze. Those corn stalks are like 8 feet tall. So I would always try to get in with a group of people who I thought would be pretty good at it, but then invariably they'd be like super fast and they'd take off. And I'd wander, turning right, turning left, hoping for something that looked like progress towards the exit, but it all looked the same. And the longer I wandered, the less I cared about what the others were doing, and I only really cared about getting myself out. Then I'd round a corner, and there it was, a sign of hope, a staircase. Wooden stairs leading up to a platform. Welcome relief from this confusion. I'd climb the stairs, take a big breath in, and let it out in a sigh, because now I could see the whole maze. I could see the entrance, I could see the exit, and I would have a whole new perspective. I would trace back where I had come from. I would look ahead to where I might be going. And then I'd try to memorize the path. Go straight, turn left, quick right, long straight. Our work with the proposed building project is like this. We spend a lot of time deep in the weeds and the corn stalks of details. Numbers and meetings, calculations and concerns. What about this? What about that? And if we remain in the maze too long, we may begin to wonder if we will ever find our way out. And it's clear to me that that is not what Jesus Christ wants for his church, wandering in circles, frustrated. What Jesus wants for us is for us to be focused on him and making decisions that reflect his purposes and his desires for others, not for ourselves only, but for others. So when we take a deep dive into the details, it must be from a high platform above the confusion where we can see beyond ourselves. Lift up your heads, the hymn sings. We'll see so much more this way. Lift up our hearts, we'll pray at communion time. Because as we receive Christ at this table, we receive the good news that God has come close, and this changes everything. If we're going to follow Christ faithfully, it begins here at the communion table. And if we're going to discern God's will for us, respond to the Holy Spirit's leading, we need to lift our minds and our hearts and make our focus on him. The church, our church, has been given a high calling to proclaim the good news of God's love in Christ for and to all people. This is what we're here for. This is the purpose and the foundation for the proposed building project. We're not pursuing it because we think it's a good idea, but because we have discerned that it is in the service of God's calling upon our congregation that Christ would be shared and lives would be changed. What Christ wants for his church, for our church, for all churches, is to be welcoming, hospitable, accessible, joyful, faithful, and to point to him in all our endeavors. What a privilege it is to be entrusted with this responsibility. Amen.